Hello, everybody. We'll get started in just a minute here. Welcome,
Good morning.
welcome. You staying warm?
I am. I'm on campus. The walk-in was cold, though.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I've got the thickest sweater on.
I
It
understand that.
is cold. Okay, it's 11 o'clock, so let's go ahead and get started. Welcome, everybody. So for the reporting SIG meeting for today, we have a last-minute update. Buddy Pennington was going to talk about his documentation that he's been doing on the reporting app. We can take a quick look at that, just so you can review it before next time. But what we're going to do is shift that topic to next week because Buddy is sick, so he was not able to come to the meeting today. We'll go ahead and talk about our reporting SIG priorities today, and we may be able to end early because we've reviewed those before. If there are any other topics that folks want to bring up, I'm happy to hear those and get those on the agenda. First item is attendance. Is there someone who would be willing to do the attendance for today?
I'm working on it.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay. All right. And moving right along. I have to change this language, but we will just be meeting the first 3 Mondays going toward so that we are in line with the idea of calming how many community meetings there are. There was a proposal put forward, I think, in Product Council to just calm down all these meetings. So we'll be following that. So just reducing the number of meetings that we have each month by one. So the end toward the end of the month, we'll just cancel that. So topics. What topics would you like to see us cover? You know what I should put here before that, actually. So these are the things that we have on the list right now. I'll reverse the order of that. But the tentative topics that we have is revising your query to use JSON instead of a derived table. How do you do that? Kind of a how-to. MetaDB 1.4, whenever that's released, and more on the reporting app development. So are there other topics that you'd like to see? I'll just give you a second to think about that. Just make sure I'm seeing the chat and take a slurp of coffee. Okay, well, I leave you with that thought. And as we go through the meeting, if there are any topics that you think of reporting wise or related to reporting in some way that you'd like to have us cover, we'd be happy to try to put that topic together for you. And I just want to always, I always like to say, offering up a topic doesn't mean that you are the one who has to do the presentation. We'll find the best person to do the presentation. And also, if you want to do a presentation, you're always welcome to do that. We always love to hear from people across the community about what's going on and keep the content for the reporting SIG rich and varied. Okay. Do we have any new members today? Any new folks who'd like to introduce themselves? Okay, so we have all. Oh, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry,
Sorry,
I
I
raised
raised
my
my
hand.
hand. Oh, sorry, I
I
didn't
didn't
see
know
it.
if I'm new, so I didn't know if I should just speak up or raise my hand.
Darcy, hello.
I'm not exactly new. I'm from Stanford, and I am covering for Kevin for the next few weeks. He's got some PT appointments he has to go to that conflict
Oh,
with this
goodness.
meeting, so I'll be here for a few meetings for him.
Darcy, thank you so much for doing that. Really appreciate it. And if there's anything we can do to help filling gaps, don't hesitate to say so.
Great,
Thanks.
thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, so we're all returning friends. Wonderful. Okay, so recruitment, just a note on recruitment. Claire Dolan is looking at the possibility of working on drive tables with us. I hope that's okay to say, Claire. And we'll be meeting with her to kind of flesh that out a little bit. Claire, did you want to say hello?
Hi, everybody. I'm from Texas A&M, and we use the derived tables a lot. And I know that a lot of our non-data analysts do as well. So I just wanted to make sure that, I'm also contributing a little bit.
Claire, thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Yeah,
Fantastic.
no
Okay.
worries.
All right. Thank you. The other job that we have sort of ongoing is to do documentation updates, and I think we're okay on that. So we have a few people working on the documentation that's in the foliodocs.org, the kind of official stuff that's put out there under reporting. So I think we're okay on that. But of course, if you want to contribute to any of these things, we're always ha happy to help have another person. Okay. So, we're going to skip the topic for the how-to documentation for the reporting app until it's scheduled for next week. So hopefully Buddy will be able to present it at that time. But he is out sick today. So what we'll do is just pop into our reporting SIG development priorities, and take a look at those. This was put together last meeting. So if you were not here, I encourage you to take a look at these. This is where your voice is heard and conveyed to product council. So what we did in our last meeting was to prioritize development topics for rep related to reporting. And just to go over these very quickly, we have data anonymization, and then there are a couple of bugs that need to get fixed. So just fixing bugs and derived tables, working on that, and then reporting app permissions and access to a new kind of interface using a GitHub repository directory as a way of organizing different functional areas access to the reports. So a new JIRA is being put together by Lauren Cini, our PO, on that. And there's lots of discussion amongst the developers of the reporting app to see if that can be made into reality. So very exciting. Also work done on reporting app permissions. So what I've done is, well, any questions about these? I've looked at these numerous times, so I kind of fly through them. The data anonymization always goes to the top. Data privacy, data anonymization. We do have a MetaDB data privacy work group. So if you'd like to join us, please give me a shout out and we'll just get you hooked into the meetings. We're meeting like every 2 weeks to go over data privacy related topics. And we're working now in conjunction with the reignited, shall we say, privacy SIG for Folio. So, we're sharing information and I'll be doing an update at their next meeting on what we're doing in the MetaDB data privacy group. So, Lauren, thank you. Curious about how many places are having problems with the bugs. Let's see, the bugs. So, for the mark table, we're having that issue at Cornell. They might be having it at Chicago. I think that I had an interaction with Christy Thomas from Chicago, who said that they have a small number of records that are impacted. And I don't that was back on Ramsons. I don't know if they're still on Ramsons or they've moved to Sunflower. We found that it in oh, not recently. Oh, okay. She said, okay, great. Good. Okay. So not recently the mark problem. Okay. Thank you so much, Lauren. So this issue, is definitely plaguing Cornell, and we're working through this with Index Data and with EBSCO because EBSCO is our hosting provider, so it requires taking a look at what's going on also in Folio. The primary keys to tables, that issue. So Tamu, Claire, you're having those problems as well. I am working on escalating that. Are you we have found that we just basically had to stop synchronizing those tables with our MetaDB reporting database, so we can't use them because they don't have primary keys. So the good news is there is a ticket in refinement on that. So, yes, thank you. Triggered by the data import app, seeing it triggered elsewhere too. Yeah, if you have more information on that, Claire, I'd love to hear it so that we can add to or just add to the ticket. Because I'm wondering, are more tables impacted? Where, because you, I think AJ said, indicated that you had more areas where this is coming up, but I'd love to hear more about that if you have a chance. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we want to get some eyes on that. So, what just to for those who aren't familiar with this, we started having problems with our data import app, and it turned out that it was sort of pointing to an issue with MetaDB synchronization of files. That's always going on, right? It's live. And we finally tracked it down to these two tables, instance subject source and instance subject type, which never had primary keys. And so MetaDB was having a problem with that. And MetaDB follows typical data integrity rules with the storage of tables, which require that you have primary keys for your tables. And so we've communicated with the inventory app folks, and so they have a ticket in for, being worked through so that they can take a look at that. And if there are other areas, yeah, definitely would like to know if there are other tables impacted, if we're seeing that in other places, so that we can make sure the developer knows they've got to have those primary keys in the tables on the Folio side when they do the development. So the key for us, if you're wondering how am I going to see this, is if you start having errors in your data import app that point to tables that connect with MetaDB, then you may have this problem as well. So any other questions about the errors? Those are the two kind of troubleshooting issues. Let me pop over to the I don't always see the error the hand go up because I've only got like a limited number of Brady Bunch boxes on my screen here. So please don't hesitate to just turn off your mute and say hey. So let's go to the community priorities dashboard. And this was put together by Product Council and to help different special interest group identify their priorities and hopefully move them forward, leverage their visibility and this dashboard to help them move forward. So what I've done is I've moved these over. So you can see here that we have another slot. We don't have to fill up all the slots, but there is an open slot that we could add another issue if you'd like to. But these are the same issues that we just talked about. So for MetaDB, the work on data anonymization and data privacy. Many libraries are impacted by this, just having some more control over data privacy in MetaDB would be great. So these are related issues. As it turns out, there's all this work being done, and we're getting into this in the MetaDB data privacy subgroup, there's all this work being done in Folio apps for anonymization. And so that does carry over into MetaDB. If the data gets anonymized in Folio, it'll bring it to MetaDB, but it only affects, as far as we can see, and this is just for loans. That's the one that we've seen so far, the current row of data. And MetaDB saves history. So the historical rows are not getting anonymized. So we actually, Cornell, have a script that we're running that we worked, we had it blessed by Index Data. We have a script that's running to anonymize our closed loans that aren't connected with fines or fees that are in historical rows of data in MetaDB, so that at least we've got that taken care of. But there's, patron data all over Folio, so therefore it's all over MetaDB. So how do we take care of that? If it can be taken care of at the Folio level, that's really helpful because then it's just done, never gets to MetaDB. So we're trying to capture all the issues around that and see what we can do to move that forward. The other areas that are being looked at that are related requests at the next MetaDB data privacy meeting, we're going to have Amelia Sutton talk to us about requests, data anonymization development. And so we're learning more about that. It's very similar to loans. And then fines and fees, the other area that we've identified is donors. So there are lots of areas where there's patron privacy to look at. And, it's across Folio and MetaDB to try to identify and work with how that gets anonymized. So you'll see a lot of detail on that in this issue. And then the software bugs that we just talked about, that's MetaDB issue 92. And then here's the ticket for the issue with that affects you start seeing in data import where there's a synchronization issue because there aren't primary keys for the tables that are getting moved over to MetaDB. MetaDB derived table updates, maintenance management, that's a big topic, but that is a priority for us. And then reporting app permissions development, there's a lot going forward. And you can see there's Mike Taylor, who is our developer for reporting app, has been moving through these tickets. So the reporting app permissions are getting better every day. Stuff is coming out in Trillium that will help with permissions control and settings. We'll get more into that. And then we have this idea of the reporting app permissions being structured so that you have access based on an area of the GitHub repository that's been set aside for your functional work. So if you do accounting, then you see only accounting reports. If you do circulation, you only see circulation reports. Or if you see accounting and you need to see both, you can have it set up so that you can see both. So we're working with Index Data on this kind of structure that would help with restricting access for reports to different functional areas. So that's all happening. Any questions or additional comments or
Hey,
anything I
this is
missed?
Darcy. I do have a question about that. So the user permissions for MetaDB, the idea then would be for people to use the reporting app to get to use MetaDB instead of like directly logging into MetaDB itself. And then they could be set up through the GitHub situation, be set up and be limited in what they can see. That's the idea, right? Just want to make sure I have it straight.
No, it's not a like an inclusive, all-inclusive kind of solution, but like yes and no is the answer. So
Okay.
yes, if you restrict people to certain reports by having them use a reporting app, and then we have those permissions restricted down, yes, that helps with data anonymization, data privacy. But you may have people who want to still have access to the MetaDB reporting database so that they can build their own reports. And it sort of depends on what your institution needs. And so in that case, there's still more that's needed. It looks like Lauren can jump in here, which I am grateful for because she's got a lot more in the know about this. Lauren, did you have more?
Yeah, I was gonna support what you just said, and
I think some of it is how many people do need to be in MetaDB. If we need to have this also defined in MetaDB, I think it's going to look a little bit different. But some of the conversations I have had with people is that a lot of individuals are not using the reporting app because they don't want to give people access to all of their reports. But everyone that is not comfortable with SQL probably doesn't need to be in MetaDB. So I think there may be a couple of different layers of this as we work through things and we get the reporting app and people in there. And then there'll be the conversation about, well, what do we need in MetaDB? So they likely will be another conversation about this down the line, but we kind of felt that the reporting app was a higher priority just because there was a bar to getting people into that because they needed some more restrictions there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. When you say high priority, do you what do you think about this priorities list, though? Do you think that this needs to be higher? Are you hearing from institutions that it should be higher than priority four?
I think the really challenging thing with this priority list is that we're talking about two different softwares. And actually, I think really the first three are MetaDB, and this is the only one that is reporting app. So I think it's okay to land where it is. It's tricky. I honestly have times where I get really tangled up into which platform I need to be having a conversation with.
Yes, two different platforms, but related. So okay, I'll just leave it as is, but if anyone would like to see the priorities organized differently, please let me or Scott know. Very interesting question. Thank you, Darcy. As we develop more permissions for permissions functionality for reporting app, we could see also sort of those, you have so many different kinds of reporting users, but the sort of intermediate users, if you will, who are just happy to click on a report and get their output, would need to use MetaDB to get the reports that they need. So it kind of all depends on what an institution is using. Oh, and I just mentioned the other thing is that we have a lot of institutions who are feeding the data from MetaDB into other applications like Tableau and Power BI. And so the data anonymization carries over into that as well. So as people are using dashboards or reports that have been built with that kind of software, streaming the data into them, is it anonymized or not? So that's where we are with that. And if you have any other thoughts, please don't hesitate to let us know. And let's pop back over to our agenda. I think there's just one more reminder, which is that WolfCon is already getting organized. This committee, it's just doing a great job of getting things sorted out ahead, way ahead of time, which is great. So, if you're interested in presenting at the conference or going to the conference, I encourage you to start talking it up with your work group and take a look at the WolfCon 2026 upcoming page. That's going to be in Prague this year. End of August to beginning of September, so a little earlier than it has been in the past. And I am hearing that it's less expensive in Prague than it is in London, so if that's helpful. But it is expensive to travel. You can, as I understand it, present a session virtually. But training, pre-conference training, if you want to do a pre-conference training, you need to be there in person. if you are going to be presenting virtually, you do need to have a moderator who's there to be present in the room with people having questions and handling that interaction at that level so that we have a good experience for both people who are connecting virtually and people who are in the room at the conference. So I just wanted to remind you about that. I think that's, oh, instead of Sketch, they're using this feed loop software, so a little bit of a change this year. So you can take a look at that if you're interested. And Jen Eustace, our liaison to the product council, has a lot more. She's also on this committee and has a lot more information. I don't know if she's here today. Yeah, I don't see her. But if you have any questions for the committee or about the conference, I'm sure you could reach out to her. Anything else, folks? All right. Well, we are able to give you a nice 35 minutes back to your day. So, thanks so much for joining, and I'll see you at the next reporting meeting. Take care, everybody.